Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening this morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, as always, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live, and we welcome all of our website listeners, and we welcome you this Thursday morning. It's March 29th. It's 7:35 a.m. And as always, if you're traveling in this morning, it doesn't matter where you are, please be mindful and slow down through those school zones. Make sure you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and kids that are actually walking into school. Every morning we see some incident that reminds us that we've all got to be careful in the mornings. You know, every single day the weather has been so amazingly beautiful that it just lets you know that spring is absolutely in the air. And it lets you know that Easter is upon us and that we're getting ready and it is a new season. And so the weather has been absolutely beautiful. We hope that you're enjoying the beautiful days, but we want you to be careful because we're seeing every single day too many accidents. So slow down, stay engaged. I know it's a stretch to say, make sure that you're not paying attention to your smartphone because we're all just busy, but we've got to find a way. We've got to find a way to stay engaged with what we're doing on the highway because so many people are not watching out for the other person. And so I am asking you personally to make sure that you're engaged. And if each of us gets engaged, then we'll make it better and safer for every single one on the road. I want to remind you at the top of the show that McDonald's wants you and wants to let you know that you're invited to the State Championship War Horses autograph event on Lee Street. That's at 3915 South MacArthur Drive. And it's today at 3:30, from 3:30 to 5. They want you to come out and meet and greet not only the players but the coaches and enjoy free apple pies and ice cream. It doesn't get any better than that. And you know what they're hoping? They're hoping that you will pack out McDonald's as you have packed out the stadiums for the Peabody War Horses. It is a great opportunity for you to get up close and personal, not only with the players, but with the coaches and say, hey, we support you guys. We think that you're absolutely phenomenal. Not only did you get the job done on the court, but you guys are getting the job done in the classroom. Hats off to the Peabody War Horses and kudos to Coach Smith for always being on point and being the change that he wants to see in school, on the court, and in the community. So remember to go out and support that today at 3:30, from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Can't say enough about Glenda Stock. She has adopted so many children that she's got literally hundreds of kids, and she's always on the front lines of giving back and supporting the community. And so she is providing not only apple pies, but ice cream today. So it is going to be a phenomenal time at McDonald's on Lee Street at 3915 South MacArthur Drive. I just want to remind you about one other thing before we go to break. You know, I talk about it every single morning, but I want to remind you about positive thinking and how contagious it really is. So if your week has been just a little bit shaky, remember that you can affect people with your attitude, with what you're saying, with what you're thinking, and it's absolutely contagious. And if you're going in and you're negged out, people will get infected by that as well. So if you can have what you say, you might as well say what you want to have. And we want you to remember as we're winding down the week that whatever has happened Monday through Wednesday is over and today is a new day. So we're almost through the week. And we want to remind you that being positive, having a positive mental attitude will absolutely change your day, change your thinking, and it'll change your life. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's going on with the Central Louisiana Food Bank and how you can be the change that you want to see in your community. All that plus more when we come back right after this.
Just like my love, the last day, everything goes on. Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the OPT. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services, Hank and Jean Williams, and we want to thank them as always. Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder, always reminding you to get on the best financial path. And if you're not there, no worries. Carol can help you, and you want to start by phoning Carol at 318-448-8600. Red River Bank, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to support you. If you're in Bunkie, he's right there on Shirley Road. But if you're in Avoyelles Parish, you can feel free to just pick up the phone and dial 318-346-6695. Well, it's Thursday, and we're more than halfway through the week. It's March 29th, if you're not sure what today is, and it's 7:46 a.m. If you're driving in. Again, just be careful, slow down, and get there safely. This morning, we're talking about a subject that is near and dear to our hearts. We're talking about the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. Jane Wright Velez, as many of you well know, is the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And I just want to remind people that may or may not know that during the months of March and April, there is a philanthropist by the name of Alan Sean Feinstein who will match a portion of donations to hunger relief agencies across the nation, including the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And there is always, always a need at the food bank. Jane, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so we were saying, DC and I were saying, we both said the same thing when we saw you each individually, is that it seems like every month that we go, we just went and did senior boxes this past Monday. And it seems, if it's at all possible, that there are more people every single month standing in line waiting to receive food.
You know, it's really unfortunate. Monday was an unbelievable day at the food bank. There were so many people. And this was a senior citizen distribution, and that the parking lot was full. Mm-hmm. The street was blocked. The line of people waiting to get their food boxes was from the steps out to the first dock door.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed that way for the majority of the day. And it never let up. And I think that's a testament to the fact that there really is a great need in our community, and people really need our help. You know, I was telling you a story earlier about an elderly couple who came to talk to me, and initially I thought they were coming to ask me mm-hmm. help for themselves, mm-hmm. but they were not. They were coming to talk to me about their neighbor, who they found when they went to her home. They found that the only thing she had in her cabinets was that she had a part of a jar of peanut butter and part of a pint of ice cream, and she had been eating peanut butter for the past couple of weeks because that's all she had.
Wow. What gave them the heads up to go in and check on her? Because they too were elderly.
But they too are elderly. I'm not quite sure, you know, what actually precipitated them mm-hmm. going to see her, to go into her home. But that's what they found when they got there. And then they don't even live in Alexandria. They live in one of the outlying parishes. They drove to come and see me to talk to me about this and said, you know, what can we do?
And it just lets us know, and I'm telling you, when we drove up there on Monday, and for people who listen to the show, people know that this is the Food Bank of Central Louisiana is near and dear to our hearts. And I can't talk about the food bank without talking about Pastor Ron Gallerson and Linda Gallerson, who are such givers and provide so much for their community. Always on the front lines of giving. And when we drove up to pick up those boxes and we saw the people, it stops your heart, because you know that there is a need, because these are seniors standing out in the heat, standing waiting for food.
They are. They're standing there, and the majority of the people are, you know, very patient and, you know, waiting their turn in line. And it's just a testament to how much they really need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last time we saw the lines like this were in, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And at Thanksgiving, it just really touched me in the fact that the line was like that again.
Mm-hmm.
And it poured down rain and no one moved.
Wow.
And, I mean, they stood there in the pouring rain waiting for their food. And it's like, wow, you know, how much do they need this? That they're, you know, willing to just,
mm-hmm.
they're not moving, they're waiting.
And I said to you, Jane, every time that people see the vehicle, our truck wrap, as we're delivering food boxes, there is never a shortage of people that flag us down and ask, how can I get a box? So there is a great need, obviously, in the community with hunger insufficiency, and we talk about it all the time.
Right, and we just want to remind people that, you know, the need is here and it is real, but you can also do something about it. You know, one thing that we want to try to remind everybody is that every donation is important and mm-hmm. every can counts. Every dollar counts, because by doing whatever we can individually, we create a greater response together, and that's how we're going to address this problem. It can't be just one person or one company that
right.
does it. It's got to be everybody pulling together.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the philanthropist, and I've been talking about that word a lot, and that's somebody who just loves humanity and loves people. Alan Feinstein, who is just a phenomenal human being, that says that I'll match, not just in Alexandria, but throughout the nation, I'll match what's given.
Right. He
that's philanthropy.
He's made quite a commitment, and he's done it for several years as well, in that he'll match up to $1 million with his own money. And he is very, you know, effective in creating more donations locally, because people want to be able to take advantage of that match. And so a lot of people will donate to try to help the food bank have more donations to put toward getting the match.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so really, we want to encourage people in the community, Jane, how they can help, not only with food, but with donations.
That's right. You can donate financially. And if you choose to support a particular program, that's okay. You know, some people are really touched by the backpack program,
mm-hmm.
and they want to support a child for a year. And you could donate $135 and provide a backpack each week during the school year for a needy child. You could sponsor a senior for $100 a year. That's a food box each month for a needy elderly person. It's a 50-pound food box.
Absolutely. And what we're going to do, let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about just those two ways, but there are so many other ways that the community can get involved in helping to fight hunger that exists right here in Central Louisiana. We're going to take a break here, but we're back after this.
At 17, we fell in love. High school sweethearts. Love was so brand new. Took the vows of man and wife forever for life.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Great friendliness, great warmth, great hunting, great fishing, and an all-around good time. Also, Capital One Bank, investing for good. Brian Kubrow & Associates, we always let you know that serious injuries absolutely deserve serious consideration. If you've been in a car accident and you need to know what your legal rights are, phone for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. The number to phone is 318-442-0106.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Well, you know, this morning we're talking about the food bank of Central Louisiana, and, you know, we get to really see a lot of what happens just by virtue of delivering boxes and being on the front line. And, you know, I said that, you know, that we do see Jane, but you guys see it on an everyday basis. And there is a need in our community. And we just really want to, you were saying something so interesting during the break. As much as we've talked about the food bank, a lot of people still really don't understand what the food bank is and how it provides not only for people in Alexandria, but several parishes.
Right. Many times when people come to take a tour of the food bank, they'll say, you know, I had no idea how big this was. I thought you guys were just like the food bank at my church.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes food bank and food pantry are used interchangeably.
Right.
Those terms mean very different things. You know, we're responsible to serve needy families in 11 parishes of central Louisiana. So all the way from the Sabine River to the Mississippi River, all across the central part of the state, is, you know, the area mm-hmm. that we're responsible for. And we work with 93 different agencies to distribute food in our 11 parishes.
And, you know, when you look at the totality of that, there are so many things that each of us can do, and there are no shortage of people that are in need of food. And one of the things that I said to Jane, and I've been saying, is that people come up to us all the time. But when you talked about the couple, the senior couple that was looking out for another senior, what we're reminded of sometimes is that our seniors are very prideful and oftentimes very private and don't let people know that they're in need. So we really have to be our brother and our sister's keeper when it comes to finding out where the need is.
Especially with the seniors, many times they'll make choices that most of us wouldn't dream of making,
mm-hmm.
and that they're, you know, choosing to make their medicine last. So they're taking it every other time instead of every time it's prescribed,
mm-hmm.
as the dosage is supposed to go. And food is a disposable income when they're living on such a tight fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
Food is a disposable part of that because they do have to pay utilities. They're paying, you know, rent or mortgage, and again, the medical
mm-hmm. and the medicines
seniors.
And just the medicines alone. But what I'll say about the boxes is that there's always really neat stuff in the boxes.
Thank you. Thank you. We have, you know, it's an adventure when we look at our donated stock and the volunteers that, you know, write up the production orders or, you know, what would be a recipe for the boxes, so the other volunteers are packing and looking at our inventory and seeing what will actually work, because we don't want it to be just 50 pounds of rice or 50
mm-hmm.
pounds of flour. We want it to be something that someone who might be living by themselves could use, you know, throughout the month. So it's not, you know, just one item that's in there. We
mm-hmm.
try to get a variety of things, and sometimes that's interesting based on what we've gotten donated.
But it, you know what, it always looks like it's very evenly balanced. And you've got, you know, a little bit of everything in the box. And one of the things that we want to remind people about is that for $100 per year, we're talking about this all the time. And when we look at people like Alan Feinstein, who's saying, look, I'm going to match the donor. And yeah, he's a guy that probably has a lot of money. But what can we do locally? We can give donations in hopes that we'll give enough and the match will help the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. But for just $100 for a year, anybody can support a senior.
That's right. Anyone can do that for a year. And basically the $100 goes toward helping us pay our freight bill.
Mm-hmm.
The food is donated, but we have to get it here. So if Kellogg's makes a donation and the plant that's, you know, where the food is in Nebraska, we've got to get an 18-wheeler there to get that.
And what people don't know is that food is being donated from various parts of the country.
Absolutely, because we're a member of Feeding America. We have relationships with large corporations and manufacturers, and ConAgra, Kraft,
mm-hmm.
General Mills, you know, all those guys, they donate things that might have a quality control issue, the label didn't come out right,
mm-hmm.
it might be, you know, something that's close to its code date or even past its code date, but the food is still good.
Right.
Or there's test market items. And, you know, if anybody's ever heard me talk, they know that my favorite example of a test market item is fat-free Oreos. You know, that one just didn't work.
Uh-huh.
But those are things that are donated, and they're
right.
certainly edible. And the other thing that we've seen increase in donations on is, you know, holiday items. I was helping pack some food for a gentleman that came late, you know, yesterday, and I looked in the cooler and we had St. Patrick's Day cookies.
Wow.
So we're mm-hmm. celebrating after the holiday, but certainly the food is still good.
It's still good. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break that the food bank is always in need of, they're always in need of food, time, and your largesse. And what I mean by that is your donations, your money.
That's right. We always have plenty of opportunities to volunteer. And, you know, we have some ladies groups who come during the week, and Tuesday morning is a popular morning, but any morning is fine with us. And then we also want to encourage people to, you know, get your youth group at your church, mm-hmm. or, you know, if your business wants to do something after hours, is, you know, community service exercise, we're happy to work with you and schedule time, even when our warehouse isn't open. But if we've got a group coming, we're going to open.
Mm-hmm.
We always have backpacks that need to be packed, food boxes that have to be packed. There's always something that's got to be done in the warehouse to keep us going.
Absolutely. What about the garden? How's the garden doing?
Well, the garden...
How's your garden growing?
Our garden is doing pretty well. We had an incredible group of volunteers come out a couple weeks ago, actually from Calvary Baptist Church. They did a project community-wide, and we had 176 volunteers on that Saturday. And they came
176
in.
People?
Yes.
Wow.
And they came in shifts, which was great for us. But they packed backpacks, they packed senior boxes, they were repackaging cookie crumbs.
And those are Oreo cookie crumbs.
Right. Inside in the warehouse, that's what they're doing. And then we had teams that were outside working in the garden,
mm-hmm.
and helping us getting ready to plant for the spring. And so they built some beds, revitalized some others, did a whole lot of weeding, and we got a lot of things planted. One important thing to know is that we've started classes. As mm-hmm. of the end of January, we started our first garden classes. And I've quite frankly been amazed at the response. Two of our classes have had over 50 and 60 people in them.
Wow.
I mean, and I don't know, you know, when we were writing the project and the grant and everything that, you know, we're working on with, you know, Keller Enterprises and the Community Foundation, I never imagined that many people would come to one class. But there certainly is, you know, we're tapping into a need there.
Mm-hmm.
So the classes are ongoing. And if you're interested in a class, you know, give us a call or check out our website. If you go to the food bank website, there's a link on the left side that says Good Food Project, and that will take you to that website.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back, what we'll do is we'll give people the website, we'll give them the phone number, we'll give them all the information about how they can connect with the various different programs that you guys have at the food bank. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence, and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, of Alexandria or 318-442-7766. No worries, Lailways available.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. You know what? Great gifts, great gift ideas, and a great environment. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria, and it is worth the drive if you're looking for a great and a unique gift for that special person. Axion Texas Louisiana, they make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. You can pick up the phone and dial them at 888-215-2373. Again, 888-215-2373. Aggressive Health Solutions, they specialize in specialty medical equipment, plus prosthesis and special bra fits for women who have had breast surgery. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, and also Carroll Furniture. Carroll Furniture is just a great place to update your look for your home or add accessories. You can visit them at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria or phone 318-448-8090. Don't forget that this month, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is doing absolutely 100% free financial checkups. Just go in. You don't have to be a member. You can just go in and say, hey, I want to check on my credit, and they will help you. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She listens, she cares, and she helps you to save on your insurance and helps you to understand your insurance needs. You can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply click on to HicksonHasIt.com. We're back this morning, and we're talking about the Food Bank of Central Louisiana and all of the amazing projects and the amazing things that they're doing at the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And if you're ever curious, a lot of people pass by the warehouse and really don't know what it is, but there's so much going on, Jane. And we said before the last break, we said, you know, the food bank absolutely needs your food, your time, and your money. And I want you to give people some very specific ways how they can connect.
Well, the first way is if you have extra things in your pantry that you'd like to share with us. We can always use extra canned goods and non-perishable items. If you're going to work or your school or your church, you can encourage them to do a food drive as well, and they're certainly very helpful. The thing that we really need the most at the moment is, you know, your cash donations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I saw another food bank's email yesterday about, you know, encouraging people to skip going out to lunch one day and donate that money to the food bank.
That's a great idea.
You could do so many creative things, and if you want to talk about a campaign, you can always call us at the food bank. Some classes, some Bible study classes have begun to donate to the food bank in memorial of someone that they know that's passed away instead of buying flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making a donation
to
help the food bank, and they'll, a lot of times they'll sponsor a senior with that money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that will continue for a year if you donate $100. And, you know, maybe people at your business want to go together and sponsor a senior, or you can sponsor a backpack for $135 a year. There are any number of ways that you can contribute, and it all counts.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely counts, because, you know, just a few people putting a few dollars together could make the $100.
Absolutely.
And you sponsored a senior for a year.
And I know people who are in the working world, most people go out and eat every single day for lunch. And most of us go out in groups and eat. And it would be just a great idea for people who go out and have the ability to go out and eat wherever they want, if they just say for a month, you know, one of those days we'll take the money that we spend and we'll donate it.
Right. I mean, because you could pack your lunch for that one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you've donated, and you're going to impact the life of someone for a year.
Absolutely. And then we don't want people to forget donating their time.
Oh, absolutely. We absolutely depend on volunteers. We could not do what we do without volunteers, whether they are people that come to the food bank directly and pack food boxes, or if they're serving in their local communities at their churches where they're giving out food boxes every month.
Mm-hmm.
Our network of volunteers is absolutely the lifeblood of what we do here. We could not make it without them.
And then, you know, as you were talking about churches and you were talking about Calvary, I've got to revisit D.C., St. Paul Lutheran, because they sacrifice so much, I think, every month, making sure that their seniors are taken care of. They sponsor 34 seniors every single month. And you know, this time, D.C. had to, and many times, D.C. has to manually load all of those boxes, and he was sweating bullets. And we missed a couple of the boxes, but when I tell you, oh, he's making a muscle. He said it's helping with his workout. But we missed a couple of boxes. But I mean, he was out there. I mean, he was sweating bullets because there was no forklift.
Thanks to Ms. Lee and Ms.
CB. Go ahead and give him a shout out, DC, because and Dustin, there's a great team of people.
Yeah, thanks to Miss Lee and Veronica Dorn and Mr. CB. They do a wonderful job of accommodating all of the folks that come there to get the boxes.
And
it's a lot of people there, a lot of elderly people there, and they all are just real patient, and they take their time. And it's just the food bank just does a wonderful job of accommodating the people. And if you've never been there, or if you need to sponsor somebody, you should take advantage of it, because it's an excellent way to give back.
Mm-hmm.
To our elderly folks.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I want to say about Pastor Gallerson and Linda Gallerson, who are they're on the front lines of giving.
Yeah.
Always giving at St. Paul Lutheran. Well, we, for whatever reason, we missed a couple of boxes. No, we missed a couple of boxes. It was okay, and it was just a small breakdown. But when I tell you that they were diligent about making sure, Jane, that those seniors got those boxes. They absolutely did not quit until those seniors, and this has never happened before, but I mean, they went above and beyond. And when we talk about fuel prices, go ahead, DC.
Right, and all we did was call Ms. Dorn, Veronica Dorn.
Amazing. Veronica is amazing.
Yes, she is. Let her know we were a couple of short. She said, look, just come back. We went back, and Pastor Ron Gallison met us between Marksville and Highway 1, and, you know, we just got it handled.
And that just warmed my heart, because they could have been like, oh, well, you know, but they didn't do that. They just made sure, and they didn't stop until it was done.
Right. We're blessed. I'm blessed in the fact that we have an amazing team that works at the food bank. Everybody that
you do have an amazing team
is there because they care.
And let me just say, I cannot forget Linda Hudson. Linda,
absolutely.
I hope you're listening, because you are always on point. And the heart of the people, every single person that works at the food bank. Absolutely. They just make our volunteerism, they make our the work that we do, they make it easy, Jane.
Absolutely, Carlette. And let's not forget Jane, who does a wonderful job of setting all this up and being at the head of this. This is a big operation here.
And absolutely.
It takes a lot of getting people in the right places at the right time to make sure it all goes well. Big kudos to you, Jane. Thank you for all that you do for the Central Louisiana community as a whole.
And you know what? It flows down from the head. And because we know, Jane, that you are the team lead, that everybody else has that same wonderful spirit. And we know that that comes from the head. And people see you on TV and they see the work that you do for public relations, but they don't see what goes on at the warehouse. And we know that you're on the front lines of that. So we thank you as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to hear you guys say that and that you notice. But we've got a big job to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no dull moments. We mentioned earlier we all have to have a good sense of humor about the work that we do and some of the crazy things that happen day to day. But you just keep going and you keep moving forward, and it's going to work out.
And you know what?
It gets crazy, and we're human and we make mistakes, but we're going to do our darndest to try to fix it and make it right.
And you know what? There are not too many times that I have encountered Jane that she didn't always have a smile. Even in the face of some of the toughest times, some of the toughest language that people can use, but you always have a great attitude. And for that, Jane, we're proud to be sponsors, and we're proud to be volunteers for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us, but thank you for what you do for our community.
Thank you.
So we're going to keep telling you how you can volunteer, how you can get involved, and how you can be the change that you want to see and help a senior. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this. Really mean that.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water. We'll rise above the mess with a little peace and some harmony. We'll tear the world together. We'll tear them by the hand.
Invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do, do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-free living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route, calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, March the 29th, and this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria. Don't forget to go out and support the Peabody Magnet War Horses. They're going to have their poster signing today. It is going to be a great opportunity to just get up and personal with those guys and with the coaches and with everybody who made that event possible. The championship, and you can go in and you can say, you know what, we're proud of you. Great job. You can have apple pie and ice cream. That's going to be at the Lee Street McDonald's starting at 3:30, from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. So make sure that you mark that down and that you're there to support. Also, the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. You can go to their website at www.aatss.com, or you can phone them at 337-214-0428. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for 60 years. And of course, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. We don't want you to forget about the egg extravaganza that is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. It's happening this weekend. It is going to be a great time for all, starting at 1 o'clock, going until 5. That's going to be March the 31st at the walking track of Bunky's Hayes Auditorium, located at 208 Pershing Boulevard. That's for kids 2 to 12. It's going to be a family fun event. It's going to be a great time, and we want to encourage each and every person to go out and participate. Also, what's going on in your community this weekend? Women's History Month is being celebrated with a little black dress party. And it's featuring poetess Latasha Witherspoon. That's also going to be happening Saturday evening, starting at 6 o'clock at the Arna Bonton African American Museum, located at 1327 3rd Street, right here in Alexandria. It's going to be hors d'oeuvres and drinks are going to be served. They're going to have a silent auction. And it's all to benefit Turning Point Battered Women's Shelter. That's going to be a great time. Get your best little black dress out. Be there and help support Turning Point Battered Women's Shelter. Also want to remind you about today, Train the Trainer. That's happening again today at Christus Cabrini Hospital Outpatient Center. It's going to be in Conference Room 3A from 1 o'clock until 3. And as we told you earlier in the week, this is Lymphedema Awareness Month. And what they're doing is helping to train the trainers, provide education for personal athletic trainers on how to work with breast cancer survivors and how to help them to get into shape, and the do's and the don'ts. For more information, here's the number to phone. You can phone Angie Roberts at 318-466-6070. That's for trainers, for yoga instructors, and anybody that may have women in their class that may have had breast cancer and they're trying to get back into shape. Also, we want to remind you about First St. Mark Baptist Church Easter pageant. That's also happening this weekend. So a lot going on this weekend, March 31st at 4 o'clock p.m. That's at 1624 Reed Avenue.
and they want you to dress to impress. That's all ages are welcome, and you can join for fun in the Lord's house. They're going to have food and refreshments, and for more information, you can call Miss Tarnisha Johnson at 318-715-6654. So there is lots going on in the community, lots to do, and you know, with all the great weather, it is a great opportunity for you to go out and get involved in any number of these things that we're talking about. And you know, I want to just revisit, let me remind you also about the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. They're having their Louisiana Farm Festival. That's starting today, and it's going through the weekend, through the 31st. And for more information, you can phone 318-305-9770. And that's going to be in Moraville, Louisiana. So things are going on everywhere. So if you're trying to figure out what you're going to do this weekend, well, you've got lots to do. So we just want to give you a reminder and update about what's going on in the community. And, you know, as we thank Jane Wright Velez and the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, you know, we've been talking a lot about, yesterday we were talking about gratitude. And then the day before we were talking about servanthood. And Janice Anderson, I just want you to know that you and your word still resonates in my heart. And I just can't stop thinking about the way that you broke it down and what servanthood really is. And Janice is one of those people that is a true servant, understands she's a servant, and is so okay with being a servant. And when we talk about the food bank, we should all try to serve in some way and find something or someone that we can serve. And the Food Bank of Central Louisiana has an incredible team that we can't say enough about, that is serving the community through thick and through thin. And so we want to just encourage you to be grateful for what you have. And in that gratitude, to look at how you can extend that to others. And for many people, this could be a new phenomenon. But when you just look at the things that you are grateful for today, the fact that you probably have a freezer full and a pantry full of food, that in itself is a lot to be grateful for, and that you would go outside of yourself. And if you don't give your money, you can give your time, whether it be an hour here or an hour there. Give your time to something that will make the difference in someone else's lives. And all of the people that we bring on the show, like Darlene St. Romaine and Janice Anderson and Jane Wright Velez and Glenda Stock and all of these people who are finding ways to serve. And, you know, Jane and I were saying of Glenda, it's easy to look at Glenda and think, well, she can give because she's got so much. But there was a time when she didn't have much. And the reason that I believe that she's able to give is because she's always giving. And when you're always giving, then you always have to give. And so this is a great opportunity for you to give. And one of the things that I thought about today is procrastination. And if we stop thinking and start doing, then we'll be able to add our gifts to someone else's gifts, and we'll be able to make our community better. And again, stop thinking and start doing. So if you think too long about doing something, it becomes literally an undoing. This says Eva Young. To think too long about doing a thing often becomes its undoing. So you can think and think and think and never get to the action of doing a thing. You want to volunteer. You want to serve. But you think yourself right on out of doing it. So I would say to you this morning that if you've been doing that, stop procrastinating and get started. Get started in giving and doing. We're going to take, are we ready to do, do I need to take a break? Okay, we're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Carol Kinder, a financial advisor with Pathway Advisors. I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, Attorney at Law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director at the YWCA, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Pat Smith, Women's Veteran Program Manager at the Alexandria VA, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, Administrator for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, President of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Stacy Paradan, Technical Director of Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute's Vascular Lab, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Lakeisha Washington, teacher at Arthur F. Smith Middle Magnet, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mayor Clarence Fields of the City of Pineville, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am the District 3 City Councilman of Alexandria, Jerry Jones, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rabelais, Director of Women's and Children's Services at Christus Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Joy Hodges, a Louisiana legend, and I listen to Carlette Christmas on KAYT 88.1. Please join us on Point.
Hello, I am Sherry L. Brown Jackson, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Leanne Murthy with Lithos Consulting, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Norvella Calhoun-Williams, principal of Arthur F. Smith Miller School, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Robin Schwartz, owner of Little Cakes with Big Attitude, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Hello, I'm Jacques Roy, Mayor of the City of Alexandria, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Ann Lowry, Executive Director of Central Louisiana Aid Support Services, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Angela Stewart, Vice President with Red River Bank. Come and get enlightened and inspired. I've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapides Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas at 88.1.
Hi, I'm Angie Roberts, and I work at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Robinson, First Lady of the Living Gospel Church, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Tammy Salazar, Executive Vice President for Red River Bank, and I love to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campo, Marketing Director with Guardian Hospice, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Angela Vernado of the Alpha and Omega Drill Team, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson-Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Melinda Descant with Shotland Realty, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sefcik, Member Services at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Mary Boyd Smith with Sinlai Counseling and Consulting Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Wanda Swalford, and I'm Assistant Principal at Arthur F. Smith Middle Magnet School, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Desi Williams with Joey Williams Allstate, and I'll listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carissa Irasitano, Cosmetic Department Manager at Dillard's in Alexandria Mall, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
My name is Barbara Johnson, Executive Director of Seeds of Harvest, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Christine Mercer, Executive Assistant at Hickson Automotive Group, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I am Attorney Ingrid Johnson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Donna McNickens from Alexandria Eye and Laser Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Denise Handy, business manager with Estee Lauder at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dr. Teresa Hill of Legacy Women's Health, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Carla Perry, sales manager with Dillard's Department Store in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I enjoy listening to Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Kimberly Howe, and I'm with Turning Point Battered Women's Program, The Legal Advocate, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Monique Rawls. I serve as a magistrate hearing officer with the Ninth Judicial District Court in Rapids Parish, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Margot Thomas from the Family Medicine Center at St. Francis Cabrini, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us. Imperfection is the new black. And I have been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Stormy Omardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been On Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up because, see, I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Natalie DeSalle Reed, actress, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is National Poetry Slam champion and HBO Deaf Poet Sonya Renee, and I have been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Judge Glenda Hatchett of the nationally syndicated television show Judge Hatchett. See me all the time on Judge Hatchett. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's Thursday, March 29th. And I tell you what, as we wrap up this morning's show, you know, I just felt impressed to really share with you about procrastination, because I think that there are a lot of people, some self-admitted, some unknowing, that just simply procrastinate. And I am here to just remind you not to blow any task, anything that you may have on the horizon, out of proportion. When we blow it out of proportion and we make it much bigger than what it really is, we make it so big that we never get it done. And all we do is talk about it, and we ultimately never become about it. And so if you've had something on your to-do list, something on your bucket list that needs to get done, and you know that it needs to get done, just do it. You know, we talk about the journey of 1,000 miles beginning with the first step. Well, you know what? You might find out that if you just simply take the first step today, just take the first step, that God and the universe will line the people, the finances, the things that you need. He'll line those things up to make it work for you. And sometimes procrastination is merely about fear, being in fear of the unknown, being in fear of whether it will work out or not. I just feel that that's a word for somebody today. Stop procrastinating and just do it. And when you get involved in just getting it done, you'll ask yourself, what in the world has taken me so long to do this? And I see it with our 12-year-old. I can keep saying, David, get it done. Deuce Christmas, get it done, get it done, get it done. And last night, just had to keep pressing until finally he just got it done, and he just had an epiphany. It just wasn't that hard. And sometimes what we'll do is we'll build a mountain out of a molehill. You know, we'll make it a mountain. We'll make that molehill ultimately a mountain. When if you just stop and get it done, push past the fear, just start, and you'll see. I said to him, all you had to do is just ask for help. If you just ask for help in whatever it is that you're trying to do, you'll see that things will line up and you'll be able to get it done. But if you keep procrastinating, you're going to lose weight. You're going to start exercising. You're going to start a project. You're going to start this. You're going to start your business. And you keep putting off. Just remember, any journey begins with the first step. You know what? We're so out of time, but I want to thank all of you all the time for being a part of the OPT Network. Thank you for joining us. You know what? You can connect with us at 3717 Government Street. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can phone our offices at 318-445-5658. Let us know what's on your heart so that we can help you to be a part of whatever it is that you're trying to do. Thank you again for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself today. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com.